ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. For the first time, Americans will hear from President Biden after his decision to drop out of the presidential race. He'll deliver a primetime address in just a few hours. Earlier today, presumptive nominee Kamala Harris held an event in Indianapolis, speaking at one of the nation's historically black sororities. Tonight, Donald Trump holding his first rally since Biden announced he was stepping aside. ABC's Mary Alice Parks says the Trump campaign now working to change strategy.
It's one thing when you're speaking to your base, but Republicans have believed that they can sort of cross the aisle, that they can, for instance, make inroads with the African-American community, can make inroads with suburban women. And if he veers into the more personal attacks, he could really put that at risk.
Protesters in Washington, D.C. today demanding a ceasefire in Gaza as Israel's prime minister delivered a speech to members of Congress defending Israel's war in Gaza and urging the U.S. to continue its support. This is ABC News. The Paris Olympics kicked off its competition today with soccer matches, and it was not a good start as Morocco fans rushed the field.
Angered by a late goal by the opponents Argentina, Morocco supporters created an angry and bizarre scene that left the match suspended for nearly 2 hours with only minutes remaining to play. Moments before play finally resumed, the goal in question was disallowed by VAR for offside, and Morocco held on for a 2-1 victory. A less than auspicious start to the competition. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
More events are get underway this week. 6 days after that global IT outage, Delta is still the lone airline struggling to recover from the Microsoft outage that downed computers for retailers, banks, hospitals, and airlines. The airline now facing federal investigation into that lingering cancellations. Delta says it expects to return to normal operations by the end of the week. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good evening. WRCO's news is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. For tonight, temperatures down to the upper 50s, partly cloudy and some areas of fog after midnight. Thursday, patchy fog early, but giving way to partly cloudy skies, highs around 80, light southeast winds. Thursday night, lows back to the mid-50s, mostly clear, and the return of areas of fog after midnight. And then Friday, sunny, highs of 83. It's 75 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A motorcycle crash into a rock wall in southwest Wisconsin killed 2 people Monday night. According to an investigation by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, 43-year-old David Fillion and his passenger, 42-year-old Alicia Bell, both of Muscadet, were crossing the Wisconsin River Bridge near Boscobel when they crossed both lanes of State Highway 60 and crashed head-on into the wall. The two were ejected from the motorcycle and died at the scene. Both were wearing helmets at the time of the crash. A Pennsylvania man and a man from New York have been preliminarily identified as the victims of a fatal plane crash near the site of an air show in eastern Wisconsin. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office says that the bodies of 37-year-old Sean Tomervik of Philadelphia and 32-year-old James G. Sullivan of Brooklyn were found Monday in the wreckage in a farm field. The Landcare Super ES was owned by Tomervik. First responders found the plane fully engulfed in flames in the town of Nickme. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. The plane crashed about 2 miles south of the site of the EAA Air Venture Air Show at Oshkosh's Whitman Regional Airport. A reminder to ride an ATV or UTV safely. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources points out that 20 people died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, adding that 95% of the fatal crash victims from last year weren't wearing a helmet. The agency urges operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails in areas in Wisconsin. More information on riding recreational vehicles safely is available on the DNR website. The southeast corner of Baraboo is no longer an active scene for a suspect search. However, the suspect is still at large. If you have any information or observe Jeffrey Miller, age 32, please contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. Miller is presumed to be armed. He has ties to Sauk and Juneau County areas. He is described as a white male with short or shaved brown hair and a medium-length beard. He was last seen wearing a black shirt. If anyone has information regarding Miller's location, they are asked to contact the Sauk County Sheriff's Office at 608-355-4495 or Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK. Anyone who observes Miller or suspicious activity consistent with Miller should call 911 to report this information to local law enforcement. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry firearms after a rule banning them was rescinded by the state following a lawsuit brought by gun rights advocates challenging it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources agreed in an order released today to rescind the rule barring anglers from carrying firearms. The lawsuit challenging the ban as a violation of the constitutional right to bear arms was brought by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR agreed to rescind the rule enacted in 1999 as soon as possible, and both sides submitted a joint motion to dismiss the lawsuit. A Wisconsin man has been charged with fleeing to Ireland to avoid a prison sentence for joining a mob's attack on the U.S. Capitol over 3 years ago. A court filing Tuesday charges 56-year-old Paul Kovacek with defying a court order to surrender to serve 3 months behind bars for participating in the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol. Kovacek was arrested last month after he voluntarily returned to the U.S. from Ireland. He is now serving his prison sentence in Chicago. Kovacek told authorities that he withdrew an asylum claim to the Irish government and returned to the U.S. because he felt homesick. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the DMV revoked the licenses of Columbia County auto dealers A1 Alpha Motors, Signature Auto Group, and VIP Autos for rolling back odometers on vehicles sold to customers, falsifying title documents when selling vehicles, and selling vehicles directly to retail customers. The DMV determined through an investigation that all three dealers had violated state law, and the department immediately revoked each license. People can file a complaint against a dealer by visiting the DMV website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified the 2024 Wisconsin Potato Industry Board election results. Roderick Gooms of Endeavor was elected to serve District 3. District 3 includes Columbia, Crawford, Dane, Grant, Iowa, Juneau, Lafayette, Richland, Sauk, Trempealeau, and Vernon counties. The Wisconsin Potato Industry Board is composed of 9 growers in 3 districts across the state, with 1 at-large member elected every 3rd year. The board oversees the collection and use of approximately $2 million in assessment fees paid by Wisconsin potato growers. This funding is used to support the potato industry through research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin-grown potatoes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds beachgoers to watch for blue-green algae this summer. Blue-green algae can have harmful effects on humans and pets, including illness if swallowed or inhaled in water droplets, or irritation if rubbed on the skin. Blue-green algae is a photosynthetic bacteria and can appear in 2 distinct ways. Planktonic blue-green algae look like tiny particles, dust or grass clippings floating in the water, and are most often green, tan, reddish, purple, or blue. Bottom-dwelling mats of benthic blue-green algae can float to the surface and are often brown, black, or turquoise in color. When environmental conditions are just right, blue-green algae can increase in number to visible accumulations called blooms. Planktonic blue-green algae blooms float to the surface and form scums, paint-like conditions, or pea soup, water containing billions of tiny particles. In Wisconsin, blue-green algae blooms generally occur from mid-June to late September, with peak bloom season in July and August when waters are at their warmest. Blue-green algae grow in all water bodies in Wisconsin. Waters with high nutrient levels, like nitrogen and phosphorus, are most susceptible to blooms, but even lakes with excellent water quality may occasionally experience small blooms, especially after periods of calm weather. Bottom-dwelling benthic mats are often seen in lakes with clear water since sunlight needs to reach the bottom. Most lakes and rivers in Wisconsin are not tested for blue-green algae, so it is important to know what it looks like and always assess conditions before swimming. Do not swim in water that looks like pea soup, spilled paint, or water that has a scum layer, mats, or puffy blobs floating on the surface. All of these may be blue-green algae, and the abundant particles can also host high bacterial levels, and do not boat or water ski over such water to reduce inhalation exposure. Always shower after contact with any surface water, whether or not a blue-green algae bloom appears to be present, since surface waters may contain other species of potentially harmful bacteria, viruses, or parasites. Always avoid swallowing untreated surface water because it may contain bacteria, viruses, and parasites that could make you sick. When in doubt, stay out. Symptoms of blue-green algae toxin poisoning in people include vomiting and diarrhea from ingestion and sore throat and wheezing from inhalation. Some people also experience skin irritation and rashes in areas where the algae are held against their skin under clothing. Blue-green algae can also have harmful effects if ingested by pets. Symptoms of blue-green algae toxin poisoning in pets may range from lethargy and weakness to vomiting, difficulty breathing, and seizures requiring immediate veterinary care. The public is encouraged to report significant blue-green algae blooms to the DNR at dnrhabs@wisconsin.gov. Please include the location of the bloom, name of the water body nearest town, county, size and duration of the bloom, and overall and close-up photographs for verification. The DNR is unable to test all reported blooms. Visit the DNR blue-green algae webpage for more information on blue-green algae, including symptoms of exposure and environmental concerns. The Department of Health Services also provides more information and a survey for reporting human and animal illnesses potentially related to blue-green algae.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died last Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family of Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Frey's Trucking, Hillsborough Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you've had a fantastic day. The weather is shaping up to be fairly quiet. At times, we will have a little more cloud cover. And also during the overnights, areas of fog developing, which for the next couple of mornings could cause some issues for your morning commute, but I don't expect anything extreme. So heading from this evening into tonight, a partly cloudy sky overall. After midnight tonight, areas of fog developing will drop to about 58 degrees. And then Thursday, some patchy fog early, partly cloudy and pleasant through the day with a high near 81. Maybe more sunshine at times during the day on Thursday and feeling comfortable with dew points in the low 60s at their highest. Thursday night, mainly clear with areas of fog once again after midnight and lows around 56. And we'll finish out the work week on Friday with sunshine rising up to about 83 degrees, a south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Now this coming weekend, first half quiet, second half better chances for showers and storms, though not likely. It looks like the next best chance of rain comes early next week. So Saturday, sunny, warm, and feeling more humid will begin around 58, then a high of about 86. Sunday, partly cloudy overall and humid. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day with a high around 85. A better chance, about 30% on Sunday night, of some showers and thunderstorms. And then Monday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy otherwise, hot and humid will rise up to about 88 degrees. And yes, some spots could touch that 90 degree mark with the humidity, it'll feel like the low to mid 90s. Tuesday, some showers and storms are possible early, otherwise partly cloudy and still a bit humid with high temperatures around 87 degrees. So the bottom line is comfortable weather through the rest of the work week into the start of the weekend, and then warming up and feeling more humid, feeling more like summer again. Have a great day. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's a partly sunny 75 degrees, 76 our high, our morning low 64. Yesterday, we had a high of 79, and we also received just under an inch of rain. Record high for this day, 102, set in 1953. A record low, 48, set in 1940. Last year on this day, our high was 87, our low 59. Sunset today will be at 8:32, sunrise tomorrow at 5:44. No precipitation. The barometer, though, at the moment holding steady at 30.14 and light northerly winds. Again, it's 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's evening sports sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. The Brewers squeak out a 3-2 win over the Cubs today. It was a close one, but the Brewers get the run in the top of the ninth to take the win. In a moment, we'll hear more with sports and Michael Hernan.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Granted, the starting quarterback wasn't on the field, but the Packers' defense walked off to the locker room Tuesday while the offense did push-ups. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary sacked the quarterback three times in four plays, and safeties Anthony Johnson Jr. and Evan Williams batted down some passes and picked off others. Green Bay ranked just 23rd out of 30 teams last season in pass defense. It was next to last in interceptions. That means there's still a lot of work to be done before the season opener in Brazil. 15 minutes in the spotlight by Badgers coach Luke Fickell is being called a filibuster. Fickell spoke so long at Big Ten Media Days that there was time for only one reporter question. On the other hand, the same reporters give the Wisconsin head man credit for a straight talk about the roster, his evaluation of some of his important players, and what he wants to see when the team returns for training camp. For the record, he wants to see leadership. Big Ten Media Days for the 18 conference football teams will continue through Thursday. Wisconsin native Joe Pavelski has written a love letter to hockey after his retirement from the NHL. Pavelski scored more playoff goals than any other American hockey player during his 18-season career. He played for the San Jose Sharks and Dallas Stars, reaching the finals twice. Pavelski, who grew up in Plover, scored 1,068 points in pro hockey, including 476 goals. He was on the ice for the Badgers when Wisconsin won the NCAA title in 2006. In national news, the Paris Olympics is getting underway. The action begins Wednesday with 8 men's soccer matches and the preliminary phase for rugby sevens. And the opening ceremony is set for Friday. The bold, daring plan for the opening ceremony has about 10,000 athletes parading on more than 90 boats on the Seine River. The open-air party will be held during sunset and is expected to last nearly 4 hours, transforming Paris and its iconic landmarks into a giant stage. Simone Biles, LeBron James, Katie Ledecky, Scottie Scheffler, and Rafael Nadal are among the most famous athletes going for gold at the Games. Also in Olympic news, the United States goes in as the favorite to win the most overall medals. China is unlikely to overtake the U.S. in the overall medal haul, but has a chance to win more gold medals than the Americans. The Games highlights great individual athletes, but are also a surrogate for geopolitical influence and national pride. The United States is projected to win 112 medals overall, 39 gold, 32 silver, and 41 bronze. China is forecasted to win 86 overall, 34 gold, 27 silver, and 25 bronze. Three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes was a unanimous choice by the Associated Press for number one quarterback in the NFL in a preseason survey. A panel of 8 AP Pro football writers ranked the top 5 players at QB, basing selections on current status entering the 2024 season. Despite a subpar regular season, by his lofty standards, Mahomes had another exceptional postseason, leading the Kansas City Chiefs to a repeat Super Bowl victory and their third title in 5 seasons. Josh Allen, reigning NFL MVP Lamar Jackson, CJ Stroud, and Brock Purdy each received second place votes. An 18-game NFL season seems inevitable. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has already stated he favors expanding the regular season by another game. Now, NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell says the players' union is open to an agreement before the current labor deal expires after the 2030 season. It's going to take a lot of convincing to get most of the league's players on board with another game. But the NFL usually gets what the NFL wants. The league persuaded the union to allow a 17th game in the last round of CBA discussions, and the schedule was expanded in 2021. Paul Skeens lost for the first time as a professional. Alec Burleson hit a tie-breaking single in the 9th inning that lifted the St. Louis Cardinals over the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-1 and sent the 22-year-old rookie to his first defeat since college. Taking the mound for the first time since starting for the National League in last week's All-Star game, the 22-year-old right-hander pitched past the 7th inning for the first time in 12 major league starts, but lost for the first time in 24 professional appearances. He allowed 2 runs in 8 and the 3rd innings. The San Francisco 49ers have no intention of granting star receiver Brandon Ayuk his trade request and remain committed to getting a long-term extension done with one of their most important offensive players. General Manager John Lynch says there are no absolutes, but that the 49ers expect Ayuk to be an integral part of our team. The 49ers arrived at training camp on Tuesday, with Ayuk showing up with the rest of his teammates. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press on condition of a nominee because the team didn't make an announcement. Ayuk had skipped the entire offseason program, including a mandatory minicamp. Ayuk would have been subject to potential fines if he didn't show up. Tiger Woods watched his son Charlie shoot a 10 over 80 on Tuesday and missed the cut at 22 over through 2 rounds at the U.S. Junior Amateur. The 15-year-old Woods, who earned a spot in the 264 player field last month, finished near the bottom of the pack. The top 64 players advanced to match play, which begins Wednesday. The 36-hole championship match is Saturday. Woods did fare better on the Oakland Hills South Course, which Ben Hogan dubbed the Monster, than he did with an opening 12 over 82 on the North Course. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Attention drivers and car enthusiasts. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel for unbeatable deals. Get select turtle waxes for just $6.99 and Napa ready-to-use antifreeze and coolant starting at $9.99 each. Plus 5-quart Napa full synthetic motor oil on select weights, only $20.99. And mobile heavy-duty motor oil starting at $17.99. Don't miss out on these great offers. Stop by Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Corn and hogs were higher Wednesday, soybeans finished lower, and cattle closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were down on profit-taking and technical selling, seeing a correction after the recent strength. Still watching that weather, though. Forecasts generally have a hot, dry pattern emerging later this month into August. August beans were down 6.5 at 11.11. September was 11.5 lower, 10.60 and a quarter. August bean meal was up 70 cents at 343.40. August soybean oil was down 64 points at 46.02. Corn was modestly higher on short covering and technical buying, watching development conditions and the potential for stress during pollination in some areas. Ethanol production was down on the week, but still above average. September corn was 1.25 higher at 403 and 3/4, and December was up 3/4 at 418. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were modestly higher. Minneapolis was modestly lower. Wheat is watching late winter wheat harvest activity and the potential stress for spring wheat in the parts of the U.S. Plains and Canada. The trade's also monitoring conditions in the Black Sea region and Europe. September Chicago was 4.25 higher at 547. September Kansas City was up 3/4 at 567.5. September Minneapolis wheat was down 4.75 at 610.75. Live cattle were mostly lower, and feeders were down sharply ahead of widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. August live was up 60 at 186.90. October was 15 higher at 186.27. August feeders were down $1.62 at 257.12, and September was 190 lower at 256.70. And hogs were supported by the firm midday pork, some higher cash, and most contracts discount to the cash index. August lean was up 12 at 93.77. October was 90 cents higher at $78.02. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Relatively quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids didn't resurface. Asking prices were around $190 plus live in the south, but still weren't established in the north. There was some light business reported in the south on Tuesday, but not near enough to establish an accurate price trend. Boxed beef closed lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 53 cents at $3.1268. Select was 270 lower at $2.9396. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 1,000 on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilt at the National Daily Direct up 95 cents with a weighted average of 85.30. The Iowa Minnesota was 122 higher with a weighted average of 85.69. The Western Corn Belt up $1.33 with a weighted average of 85.69. Pork values were higher, up $1.26 at 104.76. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up about 21,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber's more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Nicole Kosslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. The latest Rural Main Street Index has declined for the 11th consecutive month. Crane University economist Ernie Goss says weak agricultural commodity prices and declining exports contributed to the weakness in the economy.
China, for example, their economy is just moving sideways to down, and of course that means they're buying less of our soybean and pork, for example.
More news next on Brownfield.
I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
I highly recommend growers continue to scout their fields, look for those escapes, and do what they can to reduce those escapes. That might mean some mechanical tillage, pulling out those one or two stragglers that you see out in the field. Always great to start now, looking at what's working and what's not working, and start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Reach out to your nearest BASF retailer to work with them to make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop. Again, the earlier we can start, the better plan that we can make, the better success that we're going to have going forward.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer.
The Senate Ag Committee has yet to mark up a new farm bill heading into the August recess. Ranking member John Bozeman tells Brownfield there's not much time left before the November elections.
It's only like about, four traditional work weeks. The real possibility that some of these things can get done in the lame duck.
Development of a new farm studying the use of land for both solar energy and ag production at the University of Illinois is progressing.
Our goal is to understand how these crops perform under shade, what happens to their yields, and how that's going to impact the design of solar farms in the future.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture is implementing mandatory bulk tank testing to reduce the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza. And U.S. ethanol production declined slightly last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,095,000 barrels a day, down 11,000 on the week, but up 1,000 on the year. I'm Nicole Hoslop with Brownfield.
Hey, testing. You can't manage what you don't measure. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. University of Missouri Extension's agronomy field specialist Rusty Lee says hay testing is a good way to get good management data on how to best use stored forage. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this. I am talking with Kurt Martins, a technical service representative for BASF, who says producers need to use a diverse strategy to prevent HPPD resistance.
I highly recommend growers continue to scout their fields, look for those escapes, and do what they can to reduce those escapes. That might mean some mechanical tillage, pulling out those one or two stragglers that you see out in the field. Always great to start now, looking at what's working and what's not working, and start making those plans for next year. It's an excellent recommendation. Reach out to your nearest BASF retailer to work with them to make a plan for utilizing BASF herbicides into their crop. Again, the earlier we can start, the better plan that we can make, the better success that we're going to have going forward.
For more information, connect with your local BASF technical service representative or retailer. He says to think of hay testing like soil sampling.
What fertility would we add to a soil to feed a crop without a soil test? What do we add to a livestock program if we don't know what the hay test is telling us we have? Don't waste money on supplementation. Let's manage it by measuring it. Let's get forages tested.
He says it's been a good year for hay production, but the hay crop's been variable in Missouri and likely other areas.
One of the biggest determining factors to hay quality is the plant maturity at harvest. Did we get that cool season grass, orchard, fescue mix? Did we get that harvested at optimum time for quality, or did weather delays and the spring rains that we were having delay it till further out into June and a more mature plant? As plants start maturing, quality decreases by the day. And so this is where these forage tests become ever more important. Once hay is cured and baled and put away, any time would be fine to start pulling those samples. ForageTesting.org is an accreditation group that maintains accreditation at forage testing labs across the nation and, in fact, other countries. So that's a good website to go and search for a forage lab. Test results are going to give us right off the bat a protein level. So we know, depending upon the class of animal, we've got some protein decisions to make. TDN, energy, those are the big ones. Outside of that, we start looking at trace nutrients, trace minerals, and seeing if we need to supplement any of those. Oftentimes, supplementation is required, but to what degree? We know that we have a 6% testing protein level of our forage, and we have a lactating beef cow. We know that's not adequate. The livestock nutritionist is going to help us determine that we need 1/2 pound of protein per head per day. We need 3/4 pound of protein per head per day. We can calculate exactly what's necessary to meet nutritional requirements of the animals so we don't waste money overfeeding and we don't have lost production from underfeeding. And the same goes with energy.
He says farmers should also test the hay they purchase before feeding it to livestock. I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
We're 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock as you are tuned into WRCO. Well, 75 degrees, the current temperature. Temperatures down to the upper 50s for a low today. And as we look forward to tomorrow, the Southwest Cat Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area Thursday. All are welcome to pick up food bags in Rock Bridge at the Natural Bridge store from 10:30 to 11:30 and in Casanova from 12:30 to 1:30 near Alibi's Bar and Grill on East Main Street. Southwest Cap is required to collect names, ages, addresses, and household size. Slip of paper with names, addresses, and birth dates will speed up the process. Back to music now. Here's Riley Green.
On. She's singing along. Bet she's all tanned up from that summer sun. She might be dancing to a long hair cover band on the coast, but if I know her, she ain't dancing alone. Toenails painted pink. Bet those Ray-Bans are holding that blonde hair back. Bet he's holding her close in
now. Yeah, she's probably in love by now. She's probably in love by now. A girl like that don't stay lonely long. And I bet she's already found somebody else. He ain't doing her wrong. Wouldn't do no good even if I could somehow track her down. She's probably in love.
Fix the fence, but with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold bed. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's a boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight, it's already said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold.
Thomas Red, Riley Green, half of me here on WRCO. A bit of a double play there. First, Riley Green by himself with In Love By Now. The Brewers get another win after winning yesterday 1-0. They managed to come from behind to win today 3-2 over the Cubs in an early afternoon game. So good to see by the Brewers. They fell early on, but were able to tie the game back up in the top of the sixth and get the win. In the top of the ninth, going into the bottom of the ninth, they held Chicago scoreless to get the win 3-2.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Phoenix Mickley Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
You work hard for what you have and rely on your income to provide for your family. But what happens if you're unable to work due to illness or injury? Hi, this is Ryan at State Farm and Richland Center. With a disability policy, you receive monthly benefits that will help pay your basic monthly expenses, such as the rent, mortgage, utilities, groceries, or other bills. Let's talk about putting a plan in place now that can help protect your income, your way of life, your financial future. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Hey neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
He's as tough as the tattoos of his right arm, and I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. 'Cause growing up, he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt, 'cause he kinda had to. In a world that says, saddle up and be a man. When the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry too. Bye.